Are there any commission remarks? Would like to state, next week we will be meeting on Monday, April 13th. We will be headed up for the MAC legislative days, so on Tuesday, so we will meet on Monday, April 13th at 9 a.m. Are there any other remarks? Hearing none, we'll move to our first order of business. We have approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 487152 through 487199. Warrants number 8803 through 8805 and 3 journal entries or transfers.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you. Next, we have approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. For your review, we had regular and executive session minutes for March 31st, 2026.
Move to approve regular and executive session minutes for March 31st, 2026.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we'll have the vacation of a portion of Cardinal Road, Bain Drive, and Coview Road. This is file number 25-126, Road and Bridge. With us this morning, representing, we have Mr. Tom Motley, as well as Mr. Travis Elliott, and then our Road and Bridge Administrator, Mr. Jack Cole. Good morning, Mr. Motley.
Good morning. I think I can make this relatively simple for you, gentlemen.
Okay.
I talked with Mr. Elliott about a month and a half or so ago, I guess, and we are going to vacate the last two, or abandon the last two requests you see for Main Drive and Coview Road.
Okay.
So the only thing that would be in front of you gentlemen today would be the vacation of Cardinal Road, which I could step up to the map and just demonstrate. It would be from, it is this section here. As it's described, that is the only piece we're asking to be vacated. To give you a brief explanation, the surveyor, when they did the survey, surveyed the plat. A good part of the plat is in the water.
Okay.
Because it's not ever been abandoned. So when we filed the request, I filed it based off of what the surveyor provided. It's not his fault. It's just the way it is. After I came in front of you gentlemen, the Corps of Engineers very politely and nicely stuck some nice big white poles in the ground about 5 feet off at the back of Mr. Nixon's home and went down the road saying, here is the take line. So I think that that line as it's drawn is probably reasonably accurate, even though the plat still exists. And on the plat, there's still a road in the south, but it's, although it's not in the water, the government says it is. So all that's in front of you gentlemen today is just Cardinal Road.
Okay.
Mr. Elliott, does the order state that? The order you prepared?
I drafted it with that assumption in mind. So it, the way it's currently drafted, it vacates Cardinal Drive, but it identifies the way that I put it in the proposed order, Tom, is that basically that part of the request is going to be denied with respect to Main and Coview.
That's
I wasn't sure.
That's fine, gentlemen, because we're going to abandon those pieces anyway. So however it's, the main desire is just to be a Cardinal. So however you gentlemen would like to handle that.
Okay. Any questions for Mr. Motley before we, because we will go ahead and follow with just regular proceedings. We'll open up public hearing. So at this time, we'll call to order a public hearing to hear the vacation. If there's anybody here that wishes to speak in favor or opposed to the road vacate. Hearing none.
We have one in favor.
One in favor? Mr. Motley, yeah, representation. So seeing no one here that wishes to speak on behalf in favor or opposed to other than council, we will close the public hearing and go to a vote at this time.
Move to approve the order to vacate portions of Cardinal Road and deny vacate portions of Main Drive and Coview Road.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you,
Thomas.
Thank you.
Next, we'll do the intergovernmental funding agreement between Taney County, Missouri and Bull Creek Village Sewer Collection System. This is for the data acquisition system for project BC2026-02E. This is for the emergency construction phase. With us this morning from our environmental and planning and zoning, we have Mr. Cody Stice, and from HDR, we have Mr. James Jasper. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
All right, so yeah, the first one, project BC2026-02E, this is data acquisition project, so their existing dial-up had failed over time, and they're looking for a little more modernized way to get communication when their lift stations plug up.
Similar to the SCADA system when we'd talked to them?
Yes, yeah, they brought it before you guys, and so it's, you know, it's an environmental concern there for Bull Creek and the up on top of the hill at that subdivision, so that's why they request this emergency. It has been approved as formed by Ms. Pat Keck.
Gentlemen, have any questions?
Any questions?
I do not.
Yeah. Move to approve the intergovernmental funding agreement by and between Taney County and the Village of Bull Creek for the sewer collection system data acquisition system.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Somehow we got the next one in a reverse order on our agenda, so we're going to go ahead and skip over the Forsyth one and do the other Bull Creek one while we're on Bull Creek, if that's okay, and then we'll back up and do the Forsyth one, keep it in order.
Okay, yeah, so this is an addendum.
So the next order of business, yeah, is the amendment to intergovernmental funding agreement between Taney County, Missouri and the Village of Bull Creek Village Wastewater System Improvements Project. That's the engineering, design, and bidding phase?
Yes.
Okay.
So this is an addendum to an existing project that you guys had approved in 24. I got a final closeout invoice, and the project had been closed out, not renewed, in July of last year. So I'm just bringing it back forward so I can close the project out and clean it up. Not a new project.
So it's just an extension of the termination date?
Yes. To the end of this month, I'm going to pay the last invoice and then close it.
Okay. Move to approve the intergovernmental funding agreement by and between Taney County and the Village of Bull Creek for the Village Wastewater System Improvement Project.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Now we'll take up the intergovernmental funding agreement between Taney County, Missouri and the City of Forsyth Sewer System Evaluation and Mapping Project in Engineering Phase F2026-02EC. Good.
Okay, so this is an engineering construction. This was identified. The City of Forsyth reached out to us. They wanted to evaluate their manholes, lift stations. After speaking with the board and the mayor, it was determined they need a little more background on what they had to make, you know, good decisions to bring to you guys for projects in the future. So I requested they contact an engineering firm and try to get something in place. They contacted HDR for this service, and they're going to be mapping manholes, directions, lines, lift station evaluation. So it's an overall project assessment. They're also going to be putting that on GIS.
And evaluating the lift stations for future upgrades.
Okay. Guys, any questions?
Do not.
Move to approve the intergovernmental funding agreement by and between Taney County and the City of Forsyth for the sewer system evaluation and mapping project.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. All right.
Thank you, Jim.
Yep.
Thank you, Jim.
All right. Next, we have the addendum to the agreement for voter registration, printing, and mailing services. This is file number 26-030, County Clerk. Attached is a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated April 2nd, 2026, approving the addendum. With us this morning, we have Taney County Clerk, Ms. Stephanie Spencer.
Good morning.
Good morning, ma'am. Do you have anything to add?
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
My assumption is you want to approve this agreement?
I would like it approved.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Appropriate recommendation.
Move to approve the addendum to the agreement for voter registration, printing, and mailing services by and between Taney County and Edward J. Rice Company, Incorporated.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion?
No.
Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you for the clarity.
Thank you.
You are so very welcome.
All right, next we have our court orders, personal property abatement, and add-on report. Start off with personal property abatements and add-on report for March 2026.
Move to accept and enter into the record the personal property abatements and add-on report for March 2026.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have our real estate paid abatements.
We do recommend that you deny abatement 215115.
So same parcel, separate year?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Just too far back?
It is too far back.
Guys, any other questions?
Nope.
Move to approve abatement numbers 215107 through 215114 and deny abatement number 215115.
Second.
That motion is second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Thank you all.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Thank
you, Commission. Yep.
That is our last order of business we have down here this morning. We are agendized for executive session at 9:30 upstairs. I have 9:14 a.m. We'll be in recess at this time.
You want to go back and change that?